I did not intend to talk about prayer again so soon. Actually, I don't remember when the last time was. It just seems like I talk about prayer all the time. But there is this delightful new book from Anne Lamott. You know who she is? She is a writer who lives in California, of course. She first wrote Bird by Bird, and then she wrote Traveling Mercies with the subtitle Some Thoughts on Faith. And then she wrote Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith. And then she wrote Grace Eventually, Thoughts on Faith. So she's a spiritual writer, I guess. She's irreverent and funny. Mostly she writes about life, and she includes her stumbling spiritual journey in a very human way. So I loved this new book on prayer. It's called Help, Thanks, Wow, The Three Essential Prayers. It's in the bookstore, and I realized I had a ready-made three-part series. Help, Thanks, Wow. I'll read a couple of quotes from the book, but, you know, any book is just a takeoff point for me. I add my own commentary, and I'll give you Unity's slant on prayer. I guess what I'm saying is this is not a book report. It would still be worth your while to read the book on your own, because you'll hear additional things from me. So Anne Lamott is not Unity, and her language is a bit different. She did not grow up with religion at all. She says her parents worshipped the New York Times and Thelonious Monk. I think she learned about a higher power and prayer through 12-step program, and she writes about that. She attends a Presbyterian church somewhere in the Bay Area. It has a woman minister. I can't even imagine how challenging a congregant like Anne Lamott would be, because she wrestles with God so intelligently. She has deep faith, and she cuts God no slack. And she calls him God, by the way, but she says it doesn't matter what the name is. She says, I think it's okay to imagine God and grace the best you can. We have been talking here about the three faces of God. So this is the second face. It's the God you can talk to, a source of comfort and guidance, a relationship or connection, communion with the divine. The other two are God is everything and God within. But this is the God of I and thou. Anne Lamott also has a wide open definition of prayer. She says, prayer is talking to something or anything with which we seek union, even if we are bitter or insane or broken. In parentheses, she says, in fact, these are probably the best possible conditions under which to pray. So the first and most obvious prayer, especially if you are bitter or insane or broken, is help. Now, if you've been in Unity very long, you may be under the impression that it's not okay to ask God for help, or ask for anything for that matter. And you may have heard that from me. When I was trying to say, you are the creator of your own experience and circumstances change when you do. That's still true. We don't pray to change God. Prayer changes us. It shifts our consciousness, our focus and feelings. And of course, prayer is not always bowing your head and saying, dear God. We were praying last Sunday with the burning bowl when we wrote down everything we wanted to leave in the old year and watched it go up in smoke. The intentions we wrote on our white stones were prayers for the coming year. If you write yourself a letter from God, or as Tim suggested, list your vision for the year, that's a prayer. The psalmist said, I lift my eyes to the hills. It's looking up past the problem. The King James Version says, I lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. And I've always loved that. Turns out a more accurate translation is a question. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will come my help? But the answer, either way, is in the next lines. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We might call it the source, the creator, all that is. But should I be asking for help? If I'm divine, and I'm an expression of God, and I'm the creator of my own experience, the obvious answer is, try and stop me. Of course we can ask for help. We all ask for help. We pray for help anytime we relish that connection with the presence of love and life that keeps the universe in order. We pray for help when we invoke some power beyond us to take a hand in our lives, when we admit we don't know, we can't fix it, and we turn it over. So let me talk for a minute about why asking for help got a bad rap. Consider that there are 5 levels of prayer, like a ladder. The lowest rung is begging, bargaining, beseeching. These are desperate prayers. Now, we all pray from desperation sometimes, but these come from a place of disconnection or feeling unworthy. These are worm of the dust prayers. The next is a wishful prayer. Let me win the lottery or date a supermodel or whatever it is you want. It's not based on belief. It's more like throwing a coin into a fountain or blowing out the candles on a birthday cake. Wishful prayers. And it usually comes from a place of lack, noticing what you don't have and wishing you had it. So again, there's not a strong connection. There's very little sense of the divine within. The middle rung is affirmative prayer. This is what we talk about in unity. We affirm in prayer that God is in every situation, abundant good is available, and we are worthy of it. You've heard me give whole talks on how to construct an affirmative prayer, but just basically, it comes from a place of knowing that all is well. The next rung, as you climb the ladder of prayer, is praying for others, not begging or wishing on their behalf, but affirming the good for them. It's a paradox because to pray for others, we have to get out of the way. We let the divine love flow through us. We let our thoughts move divine energy in their direction. And you have to wave your hands a lot because no one really knows how this works. But somehow, it creates conditions for good to be received. Of course, the good doesn't always look the way we might have hoped. It may be a good death instead of a cure. It may be a good next marriage instead of this one. So when we pray for others, the deepest respect we can offer their souls is not to assume we know what's best. Just support them on their soul's journey, affirming in prayer that good surrounds them. Larry Dossey, the doctor from Dallas who wrote so many books on the scientific studies about prayer, says it turns out non-directive prayer works best. Not telling God what the outcome should be, not asking for something specific, just affirming the highest and best for that person without addressing the details of their story. When we train people in this church to pray with others, the main training is don't get bogged down in the story. Hold the high watch. It's not our will. It's not he needs to stop drinking or she needs a job. But God is in them and in their lives. Good is available. And that's all we need to know. If you want to hold a picture in your mind of him sober or her working again, that's not against the rules. Nothing is. Just remember, your prayers are conditioning your consciousness. So you don't want to focus on what's wrong. Stay open to all possibilities of good. You can imagine what that good might be, or you can just hold the high watch. The highest and best is all we need to ask. Anne Lamott thinks that God assigns some of us especially difficult and annoying people, so we can't do anything but pray for them because we can't fix them. But we also can't ignore their suffering, even when it's inconvenient for us and even when they're hard to love. Praying for others lets God love them through us. When we let go and let God, we get out of the way and let divine love flow. So our ladder of prayer starts with begging, then wishing, then affirming the good is already here. It will manifest in some form. And then praying for others by flowing love energy to them. Then the highest rung on the ladder is gratitude. So many of us live in a state of, I'll be happy when, or if only this or that could change. Gratitude recognizes the good in our lives now. It acknowledges a higher source and helps us live in a state of appreciation, which opens the way for more good. We will talk next week about thanks, the second essential prayer. Help, thanks, wow. Jesus knew something about prayer, and he asked for help. He asked in the Garden of Gethsemane when he knew he was going to be arrested. He asked on the cross. And when he taught about prayer, he taught us to ask. He said, ask and it is given. Jesus put no limits on prayer. Whatever you ask in prayer, he said, pray believing and it's yours already. That's affirmative prayer, knowing that the good is here. The Lord's Prayer asks for help. Actually, the original Greek words are more of a claim or a demand. Thy kingdom come is calling forth the good. Give us this day our daily bread. I claim my good. It's the same as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You can use the Lord's Prayer or the 23rd Psalm or the Book of Common Prayer if they express what you are experiencing. You can learn how to pray like silent unity, so those beautiful words just roll out of you. Have you ever called them? Those prayers are just beautiful. But here's the thing. You don't have to dress up for prayer. You don't have to show up in good shape with exactly the right positive words to affirm that really all is well and the good is here and God's in his heaven, all's right with the world. You can show up the way Job did after he lost everything. His prayer was basically, God, what in the world are you thinking? What I love about Anne Lamott's book is that she addresses those times when our prayers come from blubbering helplessness. She says, my belief is that when you're telling the truth, you're close to God. If you say to God, I am exhausted and depressed beyond words, and I don't like you at all right now, and I recoil from most people who believe in you, that might be the most honest thing you've ever said. So the point is, help is available no matter the circumstances. The very act of asking for help changes us. It may calm and soothe us. It may boost our confidence. But most of all, it pries our fingers off whatever we're obsessing about. A prayer of help is surrender. It's affirming that we know God is there. We know something is there that can ease this situation. We know that there's more good available than we can see right now. If prayer changes us, then part of its purpose is to let the problem go, to let go of our helplessness and frustration, to turn it over. My Catholic friends say, offer it up. And here again, ritual can help, like the burning bowl. If you don't want to set a fire every day this year, try a God box instead. Any box will do. It can be pretty or not. Just keep a box. And when you have a problem, write it on a slip of paper, put it in the God box. It's a prayer and it's a symbol, but it's also a literal physical action of letting go. You're leaving it with a higher power. You put the lid back on. You literally have let go of the problem when you put it in a box and let the divine do its work. Anne Lamott wrote a prayer that sums it all up, expressing the pain and frustration of life, asking for help, and affirming that good is available. It goes like this. Hi, God. I am just a mess. It's all hopeless. But what else is new? She says, I would be sick of me if I were you, but miraculously, you are not. I know I have no control over other people's lives, and I hate this. Yet I believe that if I accept this and surrender, you will meet me wherever I am. Wow, can this be true? If so, how's this afternoon? Say 2-ish? Thank you in advance for your company and blessings. You have never once let me down. Amen. Let's take these thoughts into meditation. When we meditate, we simply become comfortable and relax, let go. It is a time to clear our minds of whatever we're obsessed about. You might imagine dropping it in a fire or putting it in a God box with the lid on. Let it go. Clear your mind. And turn within to that place in you that is always connected to the divine. That part of you that is divine, your God self. It may not be as big as God is, but you are part of the whole. You're divine too. And you have access to all the attributes of God: love, life, order, will, understanding. When we ask for help, we evoke from the divine within those attributes that comfort and guide us, that keep us on the path, that remind us God is not sick of us yet. But take a few moments just to feel that connection. And to know that help is available. Affirm that the good is already here. Every possible outcome has already been created and is available to us. And so we focus on the good. We pray to be receptive, to call forth only our highest and best, and to know that no matter what the appearance on the human scale, all is well, and so it is. Amen.